Good afternoon. For KYMN News, I'm Terry Knight on 95 The One and AM 1080. This update brought to you by Young's Paint Setter. Jeremiah John Smith prayed on the kindnesses of others when he told people he had terminal cancer. Yesterday, the 38-year-old from Faribault pled guilty to theft by swindle in a case that began 3 years ago. In October of 2015, he set up a GoFundMe page claiming that he had stage 4 cancer and had 18 to 24 months to live. A month later, he said he had 6 months to live. He received $6,800 in donations. A benefit on February 6, 2016, netted Smith $6,600. Another benefit, held at the Northfield Ballroom 2 weeks later, netted $9,000. Smith's wife found no evidence of bills, records, or other indication that he had cancer. For months, Faribault and Northfield police questioned Smith and asked for medical records. Finally, in February of last year, detectives spoke with the doctor who supposedly diagnosed Smith. He confirmed that he never diagnosed him with cancer or treated him for it. In total, Smith bilked the community for $23,000. Rice County Attorney John Fossum said Smith is expected to be placed on probation for 10 years, be required to do 480 hours of community service, and return for sentencing on January 8th. People who contributed to Smith's fundraisers are encouraged to contact the Rice County Attorney's Office. GoFundMe has indicated that they'll reimburse those who donated through them. The Cannon River offers plenty of opportunities, but has Northfield utilized them? Mayor Pownell and Council are creating the Riverfront Enhancement Advisory Committee. City Administrator Ben Martig explains.
If you look at our city guiding documents, the Cannon River is emphasized in that using that as a strategic asset for the community. We got a great river walk immediately adjacent to a historic downtown. How do we make that an even more vibrant and active facility to help our businesses attract tourists to town?
This committee will be a project-based working group. The city set aside $50,000 to add more developed takeout points for canoes and kayaks. They're eyeing Riverside Park and possibly Babcock Park as they look for ways to connect a trail to the new hotel. Last night, the Northfield Target store was filled with cops and kids. Salvation Army Chair Ed Little says Shop with a Cop is one of the programs they support through the Red Kettle campaign. 13 officers from Northfield, Dundas, and Rice County roamed the aisles with 15 kids, searching out winter clothing and other necessities. Each child is given $100 to spend, a backpack of school supplies, and were treated to pizza with the officers afterward. These kids often see officers in negative situations. This is an opportunity for the kids and the cops to connect in a positive way. And they most certainly did by the looks on their faces. I have pictures on KYMNradio.net. In Faribault, officers and Rice County deputies shopped with 15 kids at Walmart. And the 2019 Defeat of Jesse James Day's general chairman was elected this week. Galen Malika will be leading the board for the next 2 years. He's held various positions for decades and is our Rice County Commissioner. Jessica Irwin was elected treasurer. Debbie Larson will continue as secretary. And Sandy Vesladal was elected to a 3-year board term. The DJGD committee was presented with a check from Clancy Docmo and Jacob McQuiston of Docmo Ford Chrysler for $4,580 at the meeting. The funds were from the Drive for Your Community fundraiser to benefit the Bleacher Project. 229 people test drove new Ford vehicles. For each test drive, Ford donated $20. Docmo Ford's been a longtime supporter of the Defeat of Jesse James Day celebration. News from around the state is next.